Ching King is inside right now. I tried to get an interview with him, but they said, nope, you can't do that. He's a live bear. He will literally rip your face off.
Hey, you're making me look stupid. Get out of here, panda jerk.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
British Panda Watch, day number one. Come on out, baby kid.
But with life comes death.
You know, it's the circle of life. And by
really
the way,
is.
The Lion King will be... in
Scarface.
The- yeah. Yes. Well, Scar, yeah.
Scarface, what am I talking about? He's a hero.
Brian De Palma film. But Scar will be in the mix, for sure, as far as villains go. We'll start delving into that a little deeper tomorrow. But yes, we have sad news, very sad news, as we talk about the birth of the royal child. We, I guess, have to acknowledge the passing of movie great Dennis Farina, who normally plays a bad guy and is fantastic. Great quick wit, great delivery, great actor, and nobody would complain about his performance on the big screen. 69 years old. They took him too young. Great movies from Dennis Farina.
Oh, man.
You may not know his name, but you'll know his face.
Yes, absolutely.
He was in Get Shorty, which is one I love that movie.
Yep.
And he was so good in Get Shorty.
Saving Private Ryan.
I know you're a fan of the movie titled Snatch.
He was unbelievable in that movie. Did you see that movie?
Yes.
Fantastic. That is Brad Pitt's finest performance ever, bar none.
You see how I set that up?
Yeah,
I was being very carefully.
Yeah, he's really good. Let's see. Yeah, he had a bit part in Saving Private Ryan. He and Ted Danson both were in it briefly. But he was good in that. He's good in everything. Mostly plays a gangster.
Oh, he's very, very...
What else is on his credits? What else jump out at you off his credit list?
You know, looking back on him, he was in 43 episodes of the TV series Crime Story. He was in 46 episodes of Law & Order.
Law & Order, yeah.
Those were his TV
big ones. Let me see that,
movie-wise.
There you go. Because I'm sure there's probably some Dennis Farina movies that I've seen that you may not have.
Yeah, probably. You can look through that list. But recently, he's had, more minor roles. The older he got, he was just kind of in there a few times.
He played Jennifer Lopez's father in... I'll have to look for the movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one.
That one was great.
Snatch. So good. Reindeer Games. Did you ever see that?
No, I've heard of it, though.
A good movie.
Yeah.
Was that Ben Affleck?
Out of Sight. That's what I'm thinking of. Out of Sight. That's
that was a pretty good one,
He played
actually.
Her dad in that movie. He was really good in that, too. Get Shorty. He plays Ray Barboni. Fantastic. That's too bad. We'll have to play some of his clips tomorrow, man. We'll have to get those ready for tomorrow. Hate that. Anyway, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Now
good
we get
actor.
Back,
really
now
good.
We get back to Royal Kid Watch. Oh, Steve and Jim want to get on Dennis Farina. Steve.
Yeah, guys. I just heard it when I was listening to you, and I am sad. I wanted to just mention, y'all may know this, he was actually a Chicago detective for like 15 years. He was the real deal.
I did not know that.
Yes, and before he got into acting. And he also, another movie, Midnight Run with Robert De Niro.
Love that movie.
Yeah. But I am, he left us too early.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, guys.
Hey, appreciate the call. Yeah, he's fantastic, without a doubt.
How about this? He's the only actor on Law & Order who has actually served in law enforcement.
There you go.
It's a fun fact.
That is a good fact. Not as good as George Clinton is from Kannapolis, North Carolina, just like Dale Earnhardt Jr., but still pretty awesome. Jim.
Hey, as far as Dennis Farina, I mean, he was a great actor. I loved him. But one of my favorite roles he ever did was in, I think it was called Big Trouble with Tim Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a hitman, and he goes down with his partner to Florida, and there's nothing on Florida radio but Florida sports fans, and it's driving him nuts to have to be down there, and it's so funny his reaction to everything.
What's
in that
the
whole movie?
Movie.
I think it's called Big Trouble, but it's got Tim Allen.
Yeah, it's a Barry Sonnenfeld directed with Rene Russo.
Yeah,
also
it's not the best movie. It's a good movie. But Dennis Farina, he just makes that movie for me.
I'll have to check that out. Okay. Jim, appreciate it.
I got another fun fact for you. His date of birth has only occurred 15 times in his life because he was born on
leap day.
Leap year, so he died at 15.
I have a grandfather born on leap day.
Yeah?
True story. I'm still alive.
Taken way too soon. 15.
No, my grandfather's still alive.
No, I'm saying.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I get you.
Join us Thursday. We will be at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Benton, Arkansas. Looking forward to being down there again with Kevin Wilson, who I have not seen in some time. He's also very much alive at this hour. And
it's good to hear.
Slightly older than 15. He's looking good. And you know what else is very much alive at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram?
Tell
deals,
me.
My friend, deals. Over 500 new cars and trucks to choose from as part of the summer clearance event. And don't forget the best.